Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Joining me now, as he does every Wednesday morning, is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Today, we're going to take a look back at some of the top news stories in Michigan from 2017. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
One of the biggest news stories of the year came as part of the ongoing national conversation about workplace sexual harassment. Congressman John Conyers resigned after allegations that he mistreated and harassed members of his staff. He denied that, but he did pay out a publicly funded settlement to one accuser. It seems too soon to talk about Conyers' legacy, but can you try to put the end of his time in office into the context of his long career?
Well, it's a little hard to do, as you say. He did have a very long career, longest serving African-American in Congress, one of the longest serving congressmen ever. But somebody once told me, university president, that you ought to go 1 year before they want you to go instead of staying 1 year too long. And I think by common consent, Congressman Conyers probably stayed in office too long. He's 88 years old and was not the man that he once was.
Jack, we're now a little more than a year removed from Donald Trump's victory in Michigan in the presidential election. Now that President Trump has been in office for nearly a year, do you think the Michiganders who supported him are satisfied with his performance in 2017?
Well, I don't know that. I think that a lot of them probably blame other factors than the president for things that haven't turned out exactly right. But you have to remember that he carried Michigan by only about 10,000 votes, and it wouldn't take losing too many people to tip Michigan back from red to blue. And there's no evidence that I can see that Trump has won over anybody that he hadn't won over already.
We are looking back today, but to look forward a bit, how do you see his performance thus far affecting the midterm congressional elections here in 2018?
Well, in virtually every case, the president's party loses seats in the midterm elections. And in the state of Michigan, you ought to have what amount to the perfect storm against the Republicans. You've had an unpopular governor who's been in office for 8 years. You've got an unpopular president. Right now, you have to say, especially with the trends in the off-year elections this year, it looks better for the Democrats.
Detroit reelected Mayor Mike Duggan for a second term in 2017. Voters seem to believe that Duggan's doing a lot of the right things to help Detroit's turnaround. What stands out to you about the city's biggest moments in the past year?
I think if you want to see the best capsule summary I've ever seen of the history of Detroit, you can go online and look at the YouTube presentation that Mike Duggan gave at the Mackinac Conference in May. In 15 minutes, sort of a stellar recap of the effects of urban crowding and racism and everything on the city and where the city's going from now. The thing to remember is that while Detroit is inestimably better than it was just a few years ago, that the problems remaining are huge. It's very hard, given the lack of large parcels of land, to attract new developers to the city, and things that are quite fairly fragile. But it looks as if the population drain may have stopped or slightly reversed, and that's a good thing.
As it has been since the crisis in Flint was uncovered, water and water quality were once again a top story this year. Flint is now making progress in replacing its lead water lines, but there could be long-term effects that won't turn up for years. Now, the alleged groundwater pollution by Shoemaker Wolverine Worldwide just outside of Grand Rapids has raised its own set of serious concerns. Will Michigan and other states be able to get on top of these man-made water problems that can cause so many health issues for residents?
It will if we want to spend the money and raise the revenue needed to do it. We have aging infrastructure all over the state, all over much of the country, especially the Northeast and industrial Midwest. It was not very glamorous to spend money on sewer pipes, but it's very hard to have civilization when sewer pipes don't work.
Jack, are there any other stories from 2017 that stand out for you?
Well, I think it was a very fascinating transitional year nationally and perhaps locally, and I think there's a great sense we're on the verge of something, but I'm not quite sure what we're on the verge of, and I don't know that anybody else is either.
Jack, thanks a lot. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you in 2018.
You too, Doug.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.